Today's caller seeks help marketing his services to Christian filmmakers. Where can he find clients and what does he offer them? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Now, those two questions are what a lot of service businesses come down to: clients and offers. You've got your customers, people who are paying you, you're providing a service for them, and the offer is what they're actually paying for. Not necessarily the service itself, but the offer is like, okay, here's how much it costs. Here's what I receive for it. A promise, a pitch, a price. An offer is something specific that people pay for. So let's see if we can help him out, and perhaps by proxy, someone else out there who's hoping to start a service business. So glad you tuned in today. I'll bring you the detailed question and my answer in just a moment.
Hi, Chris. This is Steve from Branson, Missouri. I've been listening to the show for 3 or 4 months now, and it has quickly become my favorite podcast. I'm an audio engineer with almost 30 years' experience in live audio and studio recording. I've recently become interested in doing sound for Christian and family-friendly films as my side hustle. My question is, what is the best way to do market research and find out what the audio needs of the Christian filmmaking community are? These filmmakers network with each other on Facebook groups and possibly other places as well. My thought was to make a website with a marketing research form on it and provide a link to it on my Facebook page or in a post. I also thought about offering a discount on my services as a way to say thank you for filling out the form and use the info to create an email list. Does this sound like a good idea, or is there a better way to approach marketing research? Thanks in advance for your answer.
Hey, Steve, what's up, man? Thanks so much for the question. Definitely sounds like you are leveraging those long learned, long practiced skills, 30 years of audio engineering, and you also have a specific market in mind. So very good start. About the marketing strategy, though, I think I might have a better way to approach it. The challenge with like making the website and having people fill out the form, it's a little bit impersonal. And for lots of things, it's totally fine. But for something like this, you know, business is going to take place through referral, through actually getting to know people. So rather than the process of, you know, the website and the form, I mean, you could do that, but I would also make sure I'm making direct contact, you know, with these people. You said they're hanging out on Facebook, some Facebook groups. I would be talking to them directly. I would be asking them, hey, could we have a 20-minute phone call, you know, so I can ask you some questions. And not everybody's going to do that, but some will. Like, people really do like to help. I think that's important to remember. People like to help when you have specific asks. So most likely over time, your business is going to come about through referral and through getting to know these people, as opposed to just using a website, using social media. It's just a much warmer process this way than the relatively cold process of trying to convert them from a website. You know, in the end, like, if someone wants to hire you in this role, they're going to want to talk to you anyway. So you might as well just do that on the front end, and that way you have an existing relationship. That's what I think about that. But as I said, you're on the right track using those skills, identifying a market, figuring out a way to then hopefully create some offers and move forward. Good luck, Steve. Let us know what happens. Listeners, if you've got a question or you want to share your idea, get some feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. New episode every single day. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.